roses or carnations. Nice welcome. It's not quite shiny, happy people holding hands yet. The scene here is like an old-fashioned barbecue, perhaps in Australia, where the men stand on one side and the women on the other. Ophelia, you're sitting at the table. Not many men are coming over. Is that a problem?
No. At the beginning, they were here.
Have you seen any men you like?
No, that's not my... I don't know. I think we are here just to enjoy.
Entonces, porque en los pueblos más pequeños es cuando hay más déficit, más carencia de solteros, o sea, de solteras que de solteros.
Manuel saying the aim of his project really is to repopulate cities, and so most of the time they are at tiny towns that need that. But this particular one, a little bit larger, 5,000 or 6,000 people.
So, 40.
Yeah, maybe 40. So Manuel saying after 11 years of these caravans of love, there are about 40 couples together. Manuel was just telling me that he thinks that if he could get his buses up to an industrial level, maybe 4 or 5 a week, he really could repopulate the towns here. But he's done about 6 so far this year, so less than 1 a month. It's the grand finale now. Would you believe it? These women arrived in this town at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's now 2 o'clock in the morning. Still going strong. And everyone seems to have mixed up a lot more. Everyone's dancing. And here comes a favorite, La Pamparera. So, Jesus, how's it gone? ¿Qué tal hoy? ¿Bien? ¿Al final?
Que esta salió muy bien, pero si sale mucho mejor, que venga gente un poquito más jóvenes.
Jesus is saying that they had a nice dinner, a nice time, but he would have preferred if some of the women on the bus had been a bit younger.
A lo mejor vienen aquí a Piedra Buena.
Ah, qué bien.
So Jesus has exchanged phone numbers, and a girl will come next week. God. So as the music winds down, Hazel's telling me there are some quite interesting things. He thinks that this caravan, probably perhaps 4 couples might come out of this gathering here tonight. He says he's made 2 friends, exchanged a couple of phone numbers with ladies there. Hazel's thinks that this caravan of women will actually have an effect on the women in this town who live here, and they'll see these women in the caravan taking an interest in their men and change their attitude towards the men, perhaps solving the problem here at the moment that seems to be that...
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. The time is almost around 8, 10 to 8. There's a reason behind why I'm a little late for my program. I'll explain it to you a little later, but it involves a spillage and a person who is irresponsible, and it's not me. Anyways, here's my show, Karasu, starting right now.
¡Suscríbete
Yes, Karasu has finally started. My name is Alex Tsushijima, and welcome to the program. If you just tuned in, you probably set your dial to 101.9 FM, the home of UBC and the Thunderbirds' great campus, and great weather today. I hope you guys are enjoying your drive around Southwest Marine or wherever you are and listening to my program oh so kindly. Thank you very much. Well, I'm just starting the show a little late because somebody, whoever was in the studio, did a no-no, spilled some stuff on the mixer. I don't know when it will happen, but fortunately, the staff has fixed everything up. Big props to them. Thank you. If you enjoyed the BBC, that's great. If not, that's too bad. Fortunately, my show is back on, so I'll be playing a lot of Japanese music right now. If you have any questions, comments, any suggestions on how I am doing, or if you have any playlists that you would like to recommend, as long as it has Japanese artists on them, I will consider it. You can give me a call, 604-UBC-CITR is the number, or you can also send an email at japanindie@gmail.com. I'll be playing music right now because you probably heard too much of the BBC stuff. So here's Kiseru with the song Niji o Mita. I saw the rainbow.
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds. Hi.
We got some Japanese funk going on there. That was a band called Scooby-Doo. Disco Ride was the name of the track. Before that, I had Kiseru. Kiseru means a pipe in Japanese. The song was called Nijio Mita. It's really interesting that it's a two-sibling band. Their brothers, Takefumi and Tomoharu Tsujimura, made their group back in 1999. And it all started off when the little brother, Tomoharu, failed his university exam. And they wanted to find out what the hell they want can do with their lives. So they decided to make a band. And they're being quite successful ever since. Good stuff. I will be playing a lot more music, but there's one announcement that I would like to make. It was posted on Georgia Strait. DJ Crush will be coming to Vancouver once again. I believe they came by last year, or he came by last year. I missed out, and I do not want to miss this show. He'll be coming on October 24th at 10 p.m. at where else? The Commodore Ballroom, A60S Gravel Street. The tickets will be pretty good, $25 around there. But of course, there's always service charges. If you want to get the tickets, you can go to ticketmaster.ca. But I would prefer if you go to Beat Street Livestock and or Zulu Records. Again, that's on October 24th, 2007. DJ Crush will be coming to Vancouver. So, for that celebration of a Japanese great, amazing DJ slash artist coming, I will be playing a track. It's from his Zen album. It's called Zen Approach. How appropriate. It's kind of funny because I'm reading a book on Zen right now, and this features Black Thought of the Roots. Hope you guys like this track, because I do. Check it out.
Them henchmen hit the entrance, drenching. Wasn't no means of intervention. Word. A dollar bill will make 110 yen, son. Yeah. How much you willing to sacrifice to win, huh? I personally done paid mines and then some. Climbed up an inch at a time. Now who the Zen one? If not self, whom else could you depend on? Friends gonna swear it's alright and probably been wrong. I got them battlefield dents in my armor. A twitch from the drama, the trees and bad karma. But yo, I'm a precision procedure performer. We operate every night and leave in the morning. The reason you wanted is like a direct flight from freezing to burning hot shit. The audience fiend for this fix. And crush come with the guillotine for this mix. Like, nine for nine. We got to get it but a little at a time. Zen approach, bad one, I'ma get on. Black door from the legendary fifth dime. Talk about hot, nine for nine. We got to get it but a little at a time. Zen approach, bad one, I'ma get mine. Black door, legendary fifth dime. Yo, who got their fingers on the carousel, locked in position? It got to be my man to turn tan, a tactician. You all at a hush, silent, trying to listen. You wanna feel this realness that reeks spitting. It got your head split, your eyes can't stop twitching. The only thing that you could do is rock to the rhythm. Thought putting down, cause see the world renowned. See me licking rhymes, rapping like I'm firing rounds. And you now in tune to this infinite sound. And the revolution popping off right now. I make you raise your fist, raise an eyebrow, raise your fifth and bust it at the flag like wow. The fuck boy niggas try to keep it on a hush. But Black Thought spit it cause the people want the rush you feel. That's why the audience fiend for this fix. And crush come with the guillotine for this mix. Yeah. Nine for nine, we got to get it but a little at a time. Zen approach, bad one, I'ma get mine. Black Thought from the legendary fifth dime. Turn of the century choke. And I'ma do the people right if y'all just give me the vote. We finna ride, hang them high, crush, give me the rope. See all them porcelain tin cats getting it broke. One at a time, now let's focus on who to die. When your blade sharp as mine, the people want you to rhyme. They want you to spill. For me, it's not nothing for real. Me and my man running Japan, he tough on the wheel. He blow your mind like busting it still. I get a crowd something to feel. The sound got the power to heal. It's like the Green Mile, now I need an hour to chill. A quarter of kill to burn while patrolling the field. I'm putting rappers out.
I'm cool. I done robbed from Tokyo to the North Pole. Whenever my man programmed the passcode, y'all received the fix. And your crush come with the guillotine for this mix, y'all.
Nah, we got to get it, but a little at a time. Till I pull it gradually, I'ma get mine. Black thought from the legendary fifth dime. Y'all talking about
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and go. Ah! We'll be right back.
DJ Crush. And this one is Boom Boom Satellites. Both of those tracks I really love, especially if you just walk along Robson, put those headphones on and listen to those tracks. I think they're really perfect if you just want to go for a stroll in the middle of the night in the bright city of Robson, but when no one's walking around at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning on a particular weekday. I really like those tracks. Again, that was Boom Boom Satellites. The song was called Low Blow, and before DJ Crush with a song titled Zen Approach, with featured by Black Thought of the Roots. DJ Crush, again, will be coming on October 24th to Vancouver, performing at the Commodore Ballroom. Get your tickets ASAP. You can get it at Ticketmaster if you want to pay those extra charges, or you can pick it up at Beat Street Livestock and Zulu Records. This is Katasu. Welcome to the show if you just tuned in. Hope you guys like what you are hearing. If you got any suggestions, maybe some requests, I'll try and do my best, as long as the CITR library would be carrying some Japanese tunes. I really should talk to the program coordinator and perhaps get some Japanese artists into the library. Hope you listen to that, Bryce. Please! But, of course, I would like to hear some comments from all the listeners as well. Tell me what I'm doing. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it mama? Mama means so-so in Japanese. If you could either tell me by email, japanindie@gmail.com, or you can give me a call, 604-UBC-CITR are the digits. Just pick up that damn phone, punch in the numbers or letters, and give me a shout. 604-UBC-CITR is the number. I like this Blue Heart song. Hey, I'm just going to be booging up a bit. Guess what I heard in the radio, the Japanese radio and the news program. 1 month ago, this actually happened. A train conductor got into big, big trouble while he was driving his train line. For his indecent act, he really wanted to go for a toilet break, but because there were some really strict timetables, he didn't want to cause a train delay. So what did he decide to do? Well, he decided to squat down in the driver's seat and take a dump. Yes, that's right, people. This driver could not hold it in till the next train station. He was too afraid of causing some delays on the train line, so he decided to take a dump in the driver's seat. What did happen? The reek of the spell spread throughout the train. That caused a lot of problems, I would imagine. Probably be nauseating, people running out of the subways, just puking all over the place. I could just imagine this Tokyo subway scene. Obviously, the JR West Railway official decided to cancel the train entirely, so it wasn't for the better. Obviously, it was for the worse. But this is not just the first and only time. There actually has several occurrences every year when drivers or the conductors cause train delays because they need to relieve themselves. So if you're riding on a Japanese train, most likely this will not happen. I would say it is very rare. But if you see the train conductor suddenly disappear and squatting with his pants down, you may want to get off at the next train station. Just to let you know, guys. Anyways, I'll be playing a song appropriately called Grape Juice. It's performed by Sherbert. Hope you guys like it. Shine. Mama,
った。そういえば昨日、俺は花を沈めて、君はボートの上で泣いてたね。さてお話。
Work has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want on your computer or on your MP3 player.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
Yeah. Sorry about that, guys. That was, of course, Pizzicato 5, a little rocky version. They do play a lot of like those 1960s bossa nova, Tokyo, Shibuya pop. But that one, that track is particularly slightly different from what they usually play, but still has that Pizzicato pop element to it. Hope you guys like that. Before that, I had Sherbert with the song Grape Juice. This is a good time for me to do my Asian culture related events public service announcement. First off, I mentioned it before and I will mention it again, DJ Crush will be coming to town. It'll be on October 24th. Where else? None other than the Commodore Ballroom, 868 Granville Street. Tickets are already on sale, I believe. You can pick it up at Ticketmaster if you have an extra $5 or $10 for the service charges. Or you can also pick it up at Beat Street, Livestock, and Zulu Records. Again, DJ Crush on October 24th at the Commodore Ballroom. Secondly, Shoujo Manga Girl Power, which is at the National Nikkei Heritage Center, 6688 South Oaks Crescent, Burnaby, BC. And this is an internationally acclaimed exhibition of more than 200 artworks from 23 Japanese manga artists who have contributed to the phenomenon of modern manga in Japan. And these are all focused on shoujo manga, which is basically comic books for girls. It's designed by the curator, Dr. Masami Toku, that likes to raise issues of gender and representation in Japan. Best of all, this exhibition is free. If you want to get more information, call 604-777-7000 or you can visit the website at www.jcnm.ca. Again, Shoujo Manga Girl Power from September 19th to the November 9th. Next up, Leveling the Playing Field, which is an exhibition going on until November 4th, 2007, happening at the Vancouver Museum, 1100 Chestnut Street, Vancouver. This exhibition will be focusing on the stories of Japanese Canadians from the early years of the community in the Powell Street District of Vancouver's Japantown until 1942. If you want to get more information, you can call the Vancouver Museum at 604-736-4431. Last but not least, Taiwan From Within the Mist. It's a show that will be going on till October the 19th. It is a large-scale exhibition that includes oil painting, sculptures, installation documents, conceptual art, video, and multimedia creations by 21 artists from Taiwan. If you love Taiwanese culture or if you love art in general, this is the show for you. If you want to get more info, you can call the exhibition at 604-683-8326. It's happening at the Center A, Vancouver International Center for Contemporary Asian Art. Or you can also, of course, visit the website at www.centera.org. That basically wraps up my public service announcements. You know what that means. It is Rovo time. Song for tonight is Kanoa. You're listening to 101.9. Thank you.
This is Lonnie Bristle. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Something that I like to listen to when you're setting sail on the ocean. And it's appropriately titled, the song. It's really well titled too. It's called Ironclad Mermaid. So I had to cut it off halfway because it makes a transition to another song. Unfortunately, the tracks, they get a little choppy at times. The band was called After Dinner. I have played them several times before, and I guess some good responses from them. Hope you guys like that group. Before that, I had Rovo with a song titled Canoa. It is just a little past 9 o'clock. Just wanted to let everyone know that the next show that will be coming in 20 minutes is Gavin Walker, my man. He'll be hosting The Jazz Show. Why is it called The Jazz Show? Well, if you cannot figure it out, you should not listen to CITR in the first place. But if you do, I'm just kidding. Well, but if you do, obviously it is a show that focuses on jazz and the blues, plays 3 hours of jazz, and he gives some great information on the artists and the history of jazz as well. It's a great listen. It's a great show. I think everyone will love it, whether you like jazz or just music in general. It's a wonderful program. Again, it's Gavin Walker hosting The Jazz Show. That'll be coming at 9 o'clock. Of course, another thing, podcasting is available for all the shows that are at CITR. You can go to www.citr.ca and move your mouse to podcasting, do a few clicks here and there, and find your favorite show. Download it onto your favorite MP3 player, or for three quarters of you guys out there, it's probably an iPod, Apple. Everyone has one nowadays. And hey, put on your headphones and go for a jog, go for a stroll with your babies. Anything you like to do while you listen to music, listen to the shows of CITR. Again, the website is www.citr.ca. Next up, I'm going to be playing a little more electronica this time. A couple of tracks I believe is perfect if you are either in a moment of zen or if you're watching the stars in the middle of the sky at midnight, or if you're at a planetarium. I think these couple of tracks are pretty good if you just want to focus what's out there in space, whether you look for UFOs or shooting stars. The first solo artist is Akko. She started off as a pop artist doing a lot of R&B stuff, but as she released various albums, she became a lot more experimental and became more into like this Bjork kind of theme. I think you'll be really enjoying this song. It's called... Actually, I cannot read it. It's actually in symbols that I cannot decipher. Not in Japanese kanji, but seriously, they're just symbols. I'll try and find out how to pronounce the title after I play this song. It's Akko on CITR. Thank you.
Thank you.
going into outer space. That was a solo project of Koji Nakamura, who is the former member of Supercar, one of the bands I like to play on this program. His solo project is called Nian Tora. If you really like that music that you just heard, you can check out his website at www.illtheworld.jp. It has some really cool stuff and some really minimal but digital animation. You'll see what I mean if you go to the website. Again, it's www.illtheworld.jp. Before that, I play some music by Akko. Well, it's 5 minutes till the jazz show, so I guess I will wrap it up with one last song. It's a band called Machine and the Synergetic Nuts with the music called Solid Box. I would like to thank everyone for listening to my program. 皆さん ありがとうございます. Thank you very much. Again, if you have anything to say for my program, you can give me a shout. You can either call at 604-UBC-CITR. You can call me at the last minute before Gavin Walker walks in. Or you can send me an email. It's japanindeed@gmail.com. I'll wrap things up. Again, it's Machine and the Synergetic Nuts. I really appreciate everyone who listened to the show, either from halfway or from beginning to end. And I'll see you guys, or you can listen to me next week. You can try and see me at the studios at EBC. Come by if you'd like to meet me. Take care, and I'll see you guys later. Sayonara, guys.